Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. Be joyful. It's been a while. It's been a minute. I've had some time to kind of recover and get my mind back into the Word. It's funny. I've been doing this for years and years and years and years, and it became a little bit monotonous for me, and to the point where I was not reading for myself. So I finally have gotten back into that pattern where I'm reading 20 minutes a day. It's a blessing. And then it kind of gives me more fire or more interest in the Word. I also just got back from a camp, like a Bible camp, and it was just a blessing in the sense that it's been a long time since I've been taught, and I'm very, very, very thankful for it, and I'm very thankful for the people who put it on. But one of the things that came out of it is loving people again, and the thing that I have difficulty with in my life is judgment. I size people up. It's one of those things, and you're to renew your mind, and you're to renovate your mind, and change your pattern, and change your thoughts to loving people. So I've been reading a lot about it, and I want to go over a couple things, but as I was reading this, this verse came up. And if you go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, it says, "For this is the love of God, in order that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous or burdensome. Because whosoever is born or begotten of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, our faith." You have victory right now, and in your life, you have victory with God. You overcome this world. So if you're going through it and if you have things going on, renovate, renew your mind with this verse, knowing that you overcome the world right now because you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that blessed me this morning, and I wanted to share that. But if you jump over, what I've been really working on is that love. And if you jump over to Luke chapter 6, verse 35, it says, "But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be children of the Highest. For He is kind unto the thankful and to the evil." It talks about this where God sends rain both to the good and to the bad. He's there for both, regardless of what they've done, regardless of who they are. God takes care of both. Verse 36, "Be ye therefore compassionate or merciful, as your Father also is merciful and compassionate." God has a lot of mercy. God has a lot of compassion for you, and it's for both people. It's for all people. And again, this one's a little bit difficult for me. I'll even judge believers or those who believe. It's innate in my personality right now, and it's something that needs to go. You can renew and renovate. That's why it's so beautiful to believe, to have faith, to know that you're a son of God, because you have that Holy Spirit that can change anything about you. It's just changing your mind to it. Verse 37, "Judge not, and ye shall in no wise be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven." I really think that half of this stuff, like the way you judge, the way you look at people is the way you look at yourself. The judgment you give is the judgment you feel. And God doesn't want us to judge. Jesus Christ didn't come to judge. Jesus Christ came to save. There's a person, God's there for that. We're not. And the thing about this that's interesting is that, you know, you can teach and you can have the love of God and you can have all these things. You can have prophecy, speaking in tongues, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But if you don't have love, it's nothingness. It can be as nothing. You know what? I'll go over it. If you jump over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, it says, "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity or love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, if I give to the poor and give them everything I have, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love or charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, is kind, it envieth not, it vaunteth itself not. If you don't have love, all the other things aren't important. It's activating. Activate the love of God in your life. Renovate your mind. It's kind of wild, man. It's been a while since I've done these teachings, so it's kind of, it's a lot harder than I thought. But have yourself a phenomenal day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sailed.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for just everything that's going on, for getting my mind back to it, for kind of activating the word again in my heart. And I just thank you for all those believers down in Atlanta and everybody in New Jersey, that you continually just take care of them and bless their fellowships and everything that's going on with them. I thank you again for my family and what you've given me and the people you've surrounded me with and what we were gifted as children. I'm just very, very thankful for your word and what your son did for us. And I ask you for a great day today. I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.